Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Oh, thank you for that. That music can only mean one thing, and that fantastic intro, and that is it's another edition of the Video Game Review in your present, The Runaway Train. We're going to do this for the next hour. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening across this great land of ours and, foreign lands. We talk video games here. I'm a gamer like you. What's good? What's bad? What's worth the money? What's overhyped? That type of stuff. We'll discuss it together at the toll-free line. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you get in and get heard. I've been doing this show almost 20 years nationally and also around the world. Very proud and privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network on The Voice, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Delta Force, Space Force, whoever you're with, Merchant Marines. You're doing a great job, the lay people as well. Thank you for protecting us and our allies. I know the video games are very huge in the military, so stay safe. Also, we are online at sportsbyline.com, streaming along. Any email, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, that's how you'll win the game at 40 after, when I always give a game away, about a half hour. Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, your request for a cheat code on an older game, which I do at the very end of the show. So we'll have that. We also stream through sbnationlive.com, as we are on the SB Nation Radio Network. And we're on Sirius XM as well. Great to be back once again. We're on the Dan Patrick channel, giving you a little video game respite. We'll get back to the 6 days and 23 hours per week of sports talk right after this show. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications. I would have Twitch if I was in the studio, but I'm quarantined at home over here in the Oakland, California area. Scott is over in the studios in San Francisco. We're also on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider if you want to catch us there. So not just the new game I'll give away, we'll also have an interview. We're going to bring in Jonathan Pullen about the new Super Blood Hockey on the Switch. We'll talk to him about that. That'll be coming up at around 25 after the hour. Also, I'll let you know what the new releases are this week as we go into a new month of games. And we're going to talk about GamesCon, some of the things we've seen, especially some great trailers from some of the big boy systems. Twitter is at Rick Tittle if you want to get at me that way. Otherwise, 1-800-878-PLAY. Lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from Home Advisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to Home Advisor's approval and terms. Valid for new Home Advisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these dolls.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on AFN. Hey, if you want to get involved, 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, not just sports video games, all video games, and neophytes to hardcore gamers, everyone in between. Love to have you be a part of the show. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to speak with Jonathan Pollan, talking about the new title, Super Blood Hockey, which is on the Switch. Super Blood, that was my nickname in high school, by the way. All right, GamesCon, which just happened in Köln, Deutschland, Köln, or as we would say, Cologne. And it's they just got done giving out the winners of best of show in different categories. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about some of the reveals as well. The most exciting thing, I think, is we got to see some PS5 and Xbox Series X trailers, videos, cutscenes, such things, which is pretty cool. And because we're all drooling over these systems, obviously. But, I'd probably say the Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War footage kind of stole the show. But if you think about some of the biggest announcements, Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart is what it's called. When they said, will that be ready for launch? They said it'll be ready in the launch window. Okay? So, in other words, probably around that time. That, of course, as always, from Insomniac, that's going to be a Sony exclusive. Dragon Age 4, we got a first look at that. We got kind of a behind-the-scenes trailer from that, showing the return of Solas from Dragon Age Inquisition. Sea of Thieves has added dog companions and a new permanent voyage as people who love to play this adorable game. World of Warcraft Shadowlands, that's going to be released on October 27th. That's going to be before the big boy systems come out. Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga That has now been delayed to next spring. And listen, games get delayed even when there's not a pandemic. So I'm not even going to question. Sometimes you're like, what the hell, man? We're waiting on these games. How long do we have to wait for Killzone 2? Like 5 years to get that from Guerrilla Games out of Holland? And then when it came out, we were like, ah, at least I was. So, I mean, when I hear these games are delayed, it's like, yeah, there's some more pressing issues, obviously. There's a free-to-play action RPG, Genshin Impact, that's going to arrive on PS4, PC, and mobile next month. Genshin Impact, a lot of people think, is emulating Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. That'll be on September 28th. Summoner's War, Sky Arena, it's kind of a Street Fighter V crossover. You get Ryu, Ken, M. Bison, Chun-Li, Dalism. That's all coming out soon. Also, a co-op adventure RPG, Haven, that's going to be a launch title and exclusive for Xbox Series X. And Haven, they say, follows the story of two lovers, Yu and Kay, as they work on restoring a forgotten planet. And then after it launches, it'll also be then PC, Switch, PS5, PS4. Sometimes these are exclusive, sometimes they're not so exclusive. Obviously, Nintendo would never give up their exclusives, their heroes like Mario and Zelda and Kirby and Link and Star Fox, whatever. They're not going to give that stuff up. But we have seen, like I remember on the Xbox 360, the original BioShock, which was an amazing game, that was a 360 exclusive for about a year and a half. And they went, oh, okay, the PS2 can have it. All right. Drake Hollow is a village building action game. That's available now, actually, for the PC and Xbox One. It says players can team up with their friends to protect a village of vegetables, the titular drakes, and evil beasts in the hollow. Titular drakes, that was the name of my ska band. Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown DLC will bring back the favorites, if you like, and some of the planes, fighters, the ASFX, the CFA-44, and the XFA-27 are back as well. But as I said, we had some GamesCon awards that were just given out tonight in Köln. Let me give them to you. There's just about 10. Best Family Game, Kiwi, spelled not like you think, not like the bird or the New Zealander. Kiwi, and then capital W-E, Kiwi from Stoneweed and Sons. Best ongoing game, interesting way of putting it, Borderlands 3 from 2K. 2K also got another one called Best and the Best Remaster category, and that is Mafia Definitive Edition. Best PC game, Cyberpunk 2077 from Project Red. Project Red right there in Poland, so they just had to cross over what Silesia right into northern Germany there to get to Cologne. We're going to hear a lot about that game. We've been hearing a lot about that game for a long time. Best racing game, Dirt 5. Franchise still going from Codemasters. Best RPG, that's role-playing game, obviously, Cyberpunk 2020. So best PC game, best RPG. Best Simulation, Project Cars 3. How about that? That's from Bandai Namco. Best Sports Game. This one very much surprised me because obviously at GamesCon, you're not going to have MLB The Show, but it's usually a FIFA game or a golf game or a racing game. But no, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 Plus 2 from Activision. Tony Hawk still going strong. I remember 15 years ago, Tony Hawk was on this show, and it was the game where you actually, the peripheral, the controller was a skateboard without wheels, and you would twist on it. It didn't work very well. It was ambitious, I'll give him that, but it was not a great peripheral. But then he said, hey, come to my show down at Shoreline on the peninsula here in the Bay Area. Come backstage, and they showed up, and they go, here's a general admission ticket. Yes, Tony forgot about me. But anyway, Tony Hawk's still going strong. Best strategy game, Humankind from Sega Europe and Amplitude Studios. How about that? Most original game, Void Train. Who makes Void Train? Hype Train. That's pretty cool. And then most wanted hardware slash technology. There can be only one, as McLeod said in Highlander. It's either going to be the Xbox Series X or the PS5. And according to the votes, Xbox Series X is the one that won most wanted hardware. Before we got into it, they did have, I mean, they're giving out awards for everything. They got Best Trailer. Best Trailer was Little Nightmares 2. And then the Best Streamer, a guy named Eric Range. He's German. Maybe he's Eric Ranga. Maybe he says it that way as well. So, listen, after missing out on E3, after missing out on the GDC was supposed to take place in early March, and that was really, as far as I saw, the first thing that was canceled because of coronavirus. And I remember thinking, oh, come on. Yeah, I know this thing is loose in China, but it's not even over here yet. And then Sony pulled out, and Google pulled out, and Facebook pulled out, and then other gaming companies pulled out. And I'm like, ah, come on. Well, they were right. We did have a kind of a... If you're still saying, ah, come on, I don't think you got the news. But anyway, it's just good to actually have a gaming conference and see some stuff. It feels like a little bit of normality is back. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to a man who has made a new retro-type game on the Nintendo Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301. 426-2301.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Jonathan Polin. He is with Premium Edition Games, and he's here to talk about a new title on the Nintendo Switch called Super Blood Hockey. It's going to debut, or as the kids would say, drop on December 7th. And did you pick Pearl Harbor Day on purpose? Because I just wonder, I think if Sam Peckinpah was going to direct a video game, this would be it. But what was the genesis behind this game, Jonathan?
Sure. First of all, Rick, thanks for having me. First time on the radio, so I'm kind of excited. Behind this game, you know, when my partners and I first started to look at what games we wanted to bring physically to the Switch that were on the eShop, Super Blood Hockey was at the top of our list because we all grew up in that NES era, that Sega Genesis era, the old school graphics, and this is just fun retro arcade hockey at its finest. I mean, it's so much fun. It's a pick-up and play game, but there's also so much more to it than that, and it just really appealed to us. So that was really the initial inspiration for us to reach out to the developer and start the discussions.
Well, yeah, we remember Blades of Steel, the first hockey game on the NES where you could actually fight. So when I hear Super Blood Hockey, what is the ratio between hockey and fighting? Is it about 50-50?
Oh, yeah. I mean, fighting is at the forefront. So this is arcade hockey. So it's pass, shoot, and pretty much just attack. And what's really fun about this game is, at first look, you're going to think, oh, it's an old school hockey game. But this is an M-rated title because it's just pixelated blood ranked up or cranked up to 11. Every moment that you're on the ice, you can go on the attack. You can knock down your opponents, and then it gets to the point where if you're fighting enough, you actually get into a full on fight where everybody on the rink is fighting, and there will be a clear winner at the end of it. So to me, it's just super fun.
I'm also very nostalgic for the 8-bit, 16-bit days, and it's something that you can pull off. I mean, if I think of what it did with Spear of Destiny and Doom, that 8-bit blood flying around, it's just it's too good not to do, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's almost like I remember talking with the developer, so Loren Lemke, and he said, what hasn't been done yet? And that's what I wanted to do. And, you know, you see a game like that, it's like, oh, hockey is very fun on its own. I remember Ice Hockey, Blades of Steel, all of that. But what else could you do with it that hasn't been done? And this was definitely new.
Well, and plus, when you think of the Switch, you think of Mario and you think of Zelda and such things. And so if I heard there was a game called Super Blood Hockey, I would think it was probably Microsoft or Sony. So that's kind of a cool little addition to the library there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to say, the Nintendo Switch has been amazing. Me personally, it's really the first console that I feel I've been collecting heavily for and been involved with the community. But they've opened up their doors to the indie publishers, to the wide range of games. So you don't get just those E-rated titles anymore. You get just like the full library, really. So like their eShop is amazing with, like, if there's a game that you want, you'll probably find it. And now our piece where we come in is now let's take it off the eShop and put it on everybody's shelf, you know, to preserve it.
And it's not just DLC. You can actually hold this in your hand, right?
Exactly. So everything on our releases, where it's possible, it will be complete on cart. You know, with this one, the developer had finished the game. It released on the Switch back in 2019, so all of his updates are done. So our version is the most complete. And then, you know, I like that too because, you know, in the future, if the shop gets taken down and you're not able to download that new patch, you're left with an incomplete version.
Yeah, Jonathan Polin is with us from Premium Edition Games talking about Super Blood Hockey on the Switch. The other thing that's cool is that, as I said, it's not just a brawler. You can have seasons and tournaments, and what I like, you know, you can have a franchise mode, huh?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. So for me, that's one of the big appeals because I'm an RPG player, gamer. I like to level up my characters. I like to customize. And when you get into that franchise mode, that's exactly that. You know, you're picking your team and you're recruiting from convicts. That's how you're building your team in the Blood League. And what's really fun is after each match, even if you lose, you're developing your skills. You're leveling them up. You can put them on specific diets. You can tell them how to train. So then when the next game comes, you know, their stats are different. They're faster. They're heavier. They're stronger. And there's just a lot to it because it's just it adds so much more complexity to just a simple hockey game.
So on the ice, are we just talking about sticks and fists, or can you sneak some brass knuckles or a morning star onto the ice?
No. This is old school.
This is Gordie Zamboni, Howe.
Though. Yeah. There is a Zamboni that will take you out if you're not quick to get off at halftime.
Not bad. What about online and co-op play?
Yeah, so there is a leaderboard. In terms of multiplayer, it's up to 4 players local. So, you know, once everybody's able to hang out together, I hope, you know, the couches get filled up with friends and, you know, they're all playing on the same screen. But that's how you could play with other people.
And let's talk about the premium edition. You've got a trading card, a sticker, and you've got a full-color glossy slipcase. It's you kind of did up the works, huh?
Yeah, so I'll elaborate a little bit. So first thing is with our slip covers, all of our first prints of our releases are going to have this. We're always going to be looking to get talent from the industry, whether that's retro or current. So with Super Blood Hockey, we have Paul Niemeyer, who designed the Mortal Kombat Dragon that's still being, you know, shown and used today. So we have him on board with our first release. And what's really cool is my partner Jeffrey, you know, he's a old school gamer even further back than me. So he's with the Atari time, and he remembers getting in the mail these challenge patches from Activision. So you would complete a challenge in the game and they would mail you a patch. And that's exactly what we're bringing back with our, what we call our special challenge cards. So what's really cool is, you know, every release will come with a card. It'll have artwork on it, and on the back will be a developer specific challenge. And when you complete it, there's simple rules, you know, tag us on social media, share that you completed the challenge, and we'll mail you a patch for that game for free.
That's a great idea. I remember there were certain games where you would take a picture at the end and send it to Nintendo Power to prove that you won. I remember with on the Super Nintendo, ActRaiser, I completed that, and I took a picture and sent it in, and they said they were going to send me a gold controller, and I never got it.
Aww.
But that is pretty cool, that kind of retro reward thing.
Oh, absolutely. And for us, you know, we want to build a community because we come from the video game community. I'm very involved in the Nintendo Switch community, just as myself. So for us to be able to get more awareness of the game, share, you know, once everybody gets the game in hand and they're playing and they're showing off, you know, what that challenge is, I think it's going to be fun because it just adds another level to just, instead of just releasing a game, we're doing more, and we're building a community around that. The other thing I would say is with our manuals, you know, they're not going to be just a few pages of artwork. These are like in the style of the NES manuals. They're going to be full-on instructions, you know, tips and tricks, and even in the back we'll have those blank pages for the notes sections as we used to write into them. So we want to make this as fun and full as possible in all of our releases.
One thing I love about Nintendo, and I'm someone, I love all the systems. I don't hate one or the other, but they've always marched to the beat of their own drum. And I think about when the PS2 and the Xbox came out, and we talked about Blu-ray, they waited, and they came out with a GameCube with these mini discs. And it's like, what are you doing? And it was a big hit. And then with the PS3 and the Xbox 360, they come out with a Wii, and they change the industry forever. So I bring it up. This fall, we're very close to the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. Yep. The Switch is still humming along, and Nintendo doesn't really worry about what everybody else is doing, do they?
No, and same with me. I mean, even before the Switch, I was heavily into the PS4. Like, that was my go-to system, and then the Switch just really captivated me. It really was the pick up and play, you know, out of the dock, and if you have to go travel or you're in one room and you're going to bed, you can just literally take your system and keep playing. And to me, that really wasn't done before, because like on the PS4, I have these big RPG type of games that I'm stuck to playing just on the TV. So when I heard that the Switch could literally make it portable and it's all those games, that's what drew me in. And then from there, you know, the cartridges just, you know, threw me back to the old days, and they just have a lot of fun games. I mean, I love all the systems, but the Switch, I think, has really engrossed me.
And be honest, with the Switch and the Wii, how many Miis have you made?
So far, I think I'm up to 10, probably.
That's not bad. I think I've made about 5.
No, I'm not. I don't go too crazy.
All right, so for people who are interested, as I said, it's going to be on December 7th. The very physical edition of Super Blood Hockey for Nintendo Switch will exit the penalty box on Pearl Harbor Day 2020. For more information, where should people go?
Yep. Please head on over to premiumeditiongames.com. That's where you can pre-order right now. And the pre-orders close on September 22nd. So you still have a little bit of time. I wouldn't recommend waiting just because people tend to forget. It's $39.95 plus shipping. And also you can – right on our website, you'll see all the links to our social media pages. We're very active everywhere. So, you know, subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and just start talking with us.
Last question. Super Blood Hockey 2 already being developed?
Not yet, but we have pitched it to the developer that we do want to see more.
All right. We've been speaking with Jonathan Poland from Premium Edition Games, Super Blood Hockey on the Switch, 12/7/2020. Jonathan, thanks for your time. Congratulations on a cool game. And let's catch up down the road, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
And now, today's Real Ketones Good Health Tip. Beginning your low-carb lifestyle? Just start simple. Number one, pick protein. Chicken, beef, pork, turkey, seafood, and eggs. Number two, pick low-carb veggies. Cauliflower, broccoli, zucchini, cucumbers, etc. Number three, add good fats. Butter, cheese, bacon, avocado, and nuts. It's that simple. And now a word from Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. If you knew there was an energy shot that also helped you lose weight, would you try it? Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots give you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots constantly get 5-star reviews. The secret is our patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. This powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism and turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Pull into a CVS now and look for Keto Energy Shots in the weight loss aisle, or go to realketones.com.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Tune in to SalesPort Talk on Sports Byline with Karen Lyle and Rick Tittle, Tuesdays at 9:37 a.m. and at 3:37 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, coming to you at your time zones all over the globe. This was brought to you by All Bay Collision, over 60 years of experience in auto restoration and body repair for big rigs, fleet accounts, and more. In the San Francisco Bay and Tri-City area, call 510-489-1313. That's 510-489-1313. Tell them SalesPort Talk sent you.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Open lines the rest of the way. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's time to give away a game. We do this at 40 after the hour each and every week. The way you win it, I'm going to give you a simple question. The way you win it is just by being the second correct answer in my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer. The game here is Wasteland 3. My question is, what would be a good name for a sequel? I'll accept a lot of things. I won't accept FIFA 09. That would be a dumb name. Wasteland 3. Wasteland 2 was the one before it. So after the game is published by THQ Nordic, and it's developed by In Exile Entertainment and The Brotherhood. And the blurb, and by the way, it's for the Xbox One, PS4, and Linux. I have it here for the Xbox One. It's an RPG, and the summary is, explore a frigid new wasteland in Wasteland 3. This third game in the party-based role-playing game series features a renewed focus on complex story reactivity and strategic combat, and also the introduction of co-op exploration. Once again, Wasteland 3, what's a good name for a sequel? Let me know. At rick@sportsbyline.com. Aha. Also, you know what's coming up this week in our new releases as well. But as I mentioned, GamesCon had a lot of stuff we got to take a look at. And as I said, it's so good to finally get together. I'm so glad we had this time together, Carol Burnett. But we got to see Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War footage, and we got to see it from the PS5. We also got to see the confirmation name of November 13th. That is the release date for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the personal computer. The PS5 Xbox Series X, that's going to be a little bit later, I guess. That's what they said. So, I mean, November 13th is just about 2 weeks from Black Friday. The system's going to be coming out after that. We don't know, but it's about a 2.5 minute long trailer if you want to check it out from Activision on YouTube or what have you. But it sees people being transported back into the height of the Cold War, starting off in Vietnam. And if I think about the last time a good Vietnam game was, I'd have to say Battlefield Bad Company 2, when that came out, and then it had some DLC for Battlefield 3 and 4, and Battlefield 3 had a DLC in Vietnam. Started off with, as usual, you know, Senator Sun from CCR, which is my hometown, by the way, but and then it's got, you know, the helicopters and such stuff. So that looked pretty cool. It also showed a Soviet-era Moscow, East Berlin. I was lucky enough to go to East Berlin in 85 when it was still part of the DDR, the Deutsche Demokratische Republik, or East Germany, the German Democratic Republic. Oh, it was so democratic. But I went through the wall. I went through Checkpoint Charlie and then got to this side of the wall, and it was pristine white because there was a minefield in front of it, guard towers, AKs. Whole deal. So East Berlin, that'll be cool. And also Turkey, a little Turkey. And I got to say, for the PS5, just looking at, and now cutscenes are not gameplay scenes. This we know. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. But the Ronald Reagan, that looked pretty amazing. One thing that no one has been able to get down, in my opinion, and I'll argue this if you disagree, is hair. Hair still looks like video game hair. It doesn't act like real hair. Maybe part of your hair might act real, but the whole thing just doesn't. So with Reagan, you don't have to worry about it because Reagan used to get a big old can of Aquanet out and Devo it. keep it down. But the Reagan looks very Reagan-ish. So the single-player campaign, you're an elite op, as they say, attempting to stop a plot decades in the making as they follow the trail of a shadowy figure named Perseus, who is on a mission to destabilize the global balance of power and change the course of history. I was thinking when I saw Reagan, it just popped into my head, wouldn't it be cool if they did like a Narcos game? And, you know, Colombia, Mexico, the Sinaloa cartel, any of that. I think that would be a cool game. But it's funny when you go back to the beginning. We were talking about this with Josh Chewy last week. He did the documentary called Insert Coin about Midway Games. And that was originally Williams, as they were known when they put out Defender in the mid-80s. But they had a game called Narc, which kind of looked like a Power Ranger running around. But now the sky's the limit if they want to work on this stuff. But the quote here from Bobby Kotick, the CEO of Activision Blizzard, Black Ops Cold War will deliver a thrilling experience that will not only set the bar very high for next generation action games, but also keep our players connected to their friends, end quote. You heard from Bryson Bead, the EVP and general manager of Call of Duty. He said Black Ops Cold War delivers on all fronts, the thrilling story campaign to the next generation of multiplayer, brand new zombies experience, bringing awesome new content into Warzone following release. We're excited to have our development team led by Treyarch and Raven bring this next great Black Ops experience to the next generation of platforms. Now, that's the other thing, is that the way Activision has gone for many years is they usually spend about 2 years doing a Call of Duty game. And they have Infinity Ward, which to me were the original kings of it. And then they would got Treyarch to come in. And once Treyarch started using Infinity Ward's game engine, Treyarch got a whole lot better. And you could kind of see that. So what they do is they stagger them. So every year they can come out with a new game because they got the other team working 2 years on it. Treyarch and Raven getting together. And as I said, I used to think, oh no, it's a Treyarch cycle. But I don't think that anymore. Treyarch has really picked it up in the last 4 or 5 years. But Raven comes in, Dan Vondrak, senior creative director, was quoted on Yahoo saying, it's an honor to develop an all-new story for Call of Duty Black Ops players. Black Ops Cold War picks up right after the original, dropping players into a conspiracy-filled ride set in the 1980s. Quite a long song, fan favorites. Characters like Woods, Mason, and Hudson, players will battle to uncover the truth. Everything isn't what it seems, as players' choices help shape the outcome of the narrative. We cannot wait for fans to experience it themselves. Now, the one good thing for me, I never got into all of the exosuits and the crazy space-like weapons in some games. Call of Duty went way out there in the wilderness and kind of had to come back. Like even with Modern Warfare, which I was playing today, Season 5 has been out a couple weeks. I still don't like all the jumping and sliding. It's just completely stupid and unrealistic that when anybody turns a corner, they jump 5 feet in the air and then they slide. And it's probably smart. You get shot less. I can't do it. It looks too stupid. And aesthetics. You say you'd rather get shot twice? In the game, yeah. I'd rather be about the aesthetics of not looking like I'm jumping around like a Mario game. I would love to see them get rid of that. I would love to see them actually just get rid of jumping and sliding altogether and just let's just go toe-to-toe in a foam booth here. But some of the footage is absolutely amazing. And they started off with this video and then he said, well, we're going to see, you know, the Ratchet and Clank game. We're going to see Fall Guys Season 2. But this was the thing they wanted to really look at. Now, elsewhere during the presentation, we got a look at Doom Eternals, their first campaign expansion called The Ancient Gods. We saw a new game, Teardown, from Tuxedo Labs. Now, these didn't win the awards, as I said earlier, in Köln, Deutschland. We also got a look at Little Nightmares 2, Bandai Namco Entertainment, which is for the Switch, which is also cool that they got that out. We're waiting for everything. It's not just for the big boy systems right now. But the other thing is zombies. As I said, that's been confirmed in Black Ops Cold War. Some people really love it. I don't hate it. I'm just not a big fan of the zombies, to tell you the truth. But it's funny how these games just, if you just look at Modern Warfare right now, and I think about all the different trials you can do, and we have 5 seasons worth of trials, all the trials you can do, and then all the co-op play you can do. I mentioned Warzone. Warzone is, of course, the Battle Royale. Then you have multiplayer, which is what I do 99% of the time. And then there's the campaign. And I did the campaign. That was like if I had no Wi-Fi, I'd get the campaign. I finally finished it. But normally, all you would get, really, not that long ago, like a little more than 10 years ago, you would just get the campaign, and you would think it was the coolest thing you've ever seen. So it's pretty astounding how much these games keep giving. Am I a fan? Looks like I am. Take a look at the new releases this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Iron Harvest, strategy game on the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. It looks like a mech game. Crusader Kings 3, that's the strategy game on the PC. Spinch, not spinach, that's Popeye. Spinch, platforming game on the PC and Switch. WRC9, a racing game on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. An action RPG battle royale game called Spellbreak, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. The Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 plus 2, or 1 and 2, really. PS4, Xbox One, that just won an award. So that's cool timing on them. They went to GamesCon. They said, here it is. Everybody love it. Cool. Well, it's coming out on Tuesday, and there it is. Marvel's Avengers, an action game, Xbox One, PC, PS4, and Stadia. Stadia, shout out. Paradise Killer, an adventure game for the PC and Switch. We're going to get a current gem, NBA 2K21, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Zero Killed is a PC strategy shooter. Virtual reality game. So have your Oculus or your HTC Vive, what have you. Kingdoms of Alamur, PC, PS4, Xbox One, RPG. And that'll do it for this week. Those are the new releases. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get to the cheat code, send your requests to rickatsportsbyline.com. I usually like looking up older games. We'll do that. Come on back on Byline.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if
you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to the show. About to close it out. Rick Tittle with you. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like this one. This one here is from Tim. Tim writes in from Merced, California. Rick, how do I get extra cubes in the orange box trying to finish Portal? Well, man after my own heart, Tim, because I've said it once, I've said it again. The Half-Life 2, the Episode 2, the Team Fortress 2, and introducing Portal, as it said, on the Xbox 360, that is, to me, one of the greatest values in the history of shiny discs. The orange box on Xbox 360. All Valve exclusives. And Portal ended up having the song of the year in the video games. Remember, this was a triumph. Did you ever play the game? Anyway, and Portal, yeah, getting a new box, I use this code many times, and for those of you who go, how dare you? Look, this isn't a competition. You're playing with yourself. That sounded bad. But you're not cheating anybody else. Video games are supposed to be fun. If it helps you have fun, then go ahead. Now, if you're going against somebody else, I'd be against it. But during gameplay in Portal, go down, baby, down, baby. In other words, down, B-A-B-Y, down, B-A-B-Y, and a box will be in front of you. As I said, I use that one a lot. Also, this is one I didn't use, but feel free to if you want, if you're getting frustrated. You can unlock every level by pressing left, 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 left bumper, right, 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 right bumper. Once again, in the orange box, Portal on the 360, left, 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 left bumper, right, 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 right bumper. And you will be able to unlock all the levels. It sounds like somebody is going, well, Rick, see, the thing is, right, 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 right. No, you're not listening. You're like, no, right, 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 right. That's a good one. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks to my guests for being on the show. We'll send you back to your sporting networks now, and we'll see you next week. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review.